Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halvoa, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Dalid. In my version, it's a subparagraph. V'ze bechinas mashekosav Rabbeinu b'mokam acher, Simen Reish Pei, Shoha'emuna mevareres birurim. We dedicate the learning today for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it. B'seich shar choli Yisrael. I mentioned in a previous shiur that I'll look up these sources a little bit for some of the connections that we mentioned in the shiur yesterday from chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zalvir makes the connection between nevuah and tefillah, that he says in order to be zeche, to redeem the tefillah, it requires a hashpah of nevuah. And Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk by Avram Avinu and Avimelech, where it says, Ki novihu v'yispalel badcha. Hashem said to Avimelech, go to Avram Avinu and ask him to daven for you. Why? Because he's a Navi and he'll daven for you. Showing that nevuah, a flow of nevuah, plays a very important role in Shlemus, of tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zalvir also spoke about Yirah. He spoke about the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkos, being a tikkun for the three major taivos. And then he says, and he refers to all of them by the term shame. And he says, Yirah is also referred to by shame. Le'yirah is Hashem anichbod. And Ben Zal goes on to say there that in order to build up Yerushalayim, which means perfection of Yirah, when a person accomplishes that, that creates a malach. And the malach is the one who is mashpia nevuah into the vessels of nevuah. Because we know that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu came from between the two cherubs, which were like faces of children. And the pasuk says, Hamalach hagoyeloisi hu yevorech es hanorim. The angel will bless the youths. The youths being marames to the source of nevuah, prophecy, which draws from an angel. And Rabbeinu Zal brings there that the word malach is roshe tevois, ki ein machsor li reyov, that there's nothing lacking by those who have proper yira. In the chapter, Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal weaves a perfect connection between each one of these points. Now to continue from where we left off. V'zeo b'chinas ma shekosav Rabbeinu b'mokam acher. Everything we've been discussing in this halacha is directly related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes also in a different chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 280. Shoha emuna mevareres birurim. That emuna is what refines all things that need refinement and perfection and elevation and sorts out the good from the bad. Ve'yefshir loho emuna levarer kiim alidei shemekabeles koyach mehatoira. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in chapter 280 that emuna cannot perform this function unless it receives power from the Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Kemoikein hu inyan hanemar b'maymar hanal. Similarly, in our chapter in Likutei Moran, and this is throughout Likutei Moran and throughout Yiddishkeit, the connection between Torah and Tefillah, the sun and the moon, Emes and Emuna. Ki yefsha lahabal tfila, lahalois kol hakoiches lesharoshon. We had explained earlier that the master of tfila does not have the ability to elevate all of the spiritual energy that's found in everything in creation, which originated, that spiritual energy originated from the Devar Hashem. And it was passed down through the different levels of angels till it came down to this world, this spiritual energy, and is found in everything in this world, especially in the vegetation. And we said that it's all done as a loan, and all that spiritual energy that's found in the vegetation of the things must be returned. When is it returned? When the Baal Tefila, when a master of Tefila is Mispalel, they return that spiritual energy into the Tefila. So now Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for the Baal Tefila to elevate all of that energy back to its source. Shezeo Bechinas Birurim Gamkein. That's also referred to as Birurim, refinements. Why? Where's the bad? The answer is, Because when the Baal Tefillah is elevating all of that spiritual energy that's found in the vegetation and in other things in this world, elevating it back up to its source, Azai yesh gam kein kama koichos shenim shechu l'mekoymos acherim l'sitrachra. There's an amount of spiritual energy that went to the other places, to the outside sources, to the sitrachra. U'beshas hatfilah humale gam kol hakoichos misham. And when this master of tefillah gives forth his tefillah, he draws and elevates the spiritual energy even from those negative places, from the sitrachra, from the klipos. He draws that energy to himself and elevates it back up to its source, to the Dvar Hashem. V'zeh yefshir kim al yidei nevuah. And Rabbein Azal said there in Likut Imran, in chapter 1, in the second half, that the tefillah cannot perform its function without the flow of nevuah, shehi bechinas Torah shebichsav kanal, which we mentioned in the previous year, that nevuah is like the written Torah, because all of the prophets are part of the written Torah. Ki hanevuah nimsheches al yidei shalosh regolim. And Rabbein Azal shows there in Likut Imran that this process of drawing this flow of nevuah begins from observing the three holidays properly, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shehem, Tlas, Avohon, which correspond to the three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Val Yedei, Bechino, Yiselu, and through this combination, Dehainu, Tlas, Avohon, which means the three forefathers, which means the power of the three holidays, Unevi'im, and the three forefathers correspond to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and the Nevi'im, which correspond to Netzach and Hoid, Shehem, Klal, Torah, Shebichsav, Kayadua, and all five of these represent the written Torah, as is known. They represent Zeranpin, the six spheroids of Chesed through Yesoid, which represent the written Torah. When all of this is in place, it enables us to redeem the tefillah, to take it out of exile. Vaza yochol habal tefillah lahalois kol hakoichos afilu meirishus acher. And then the bal tefillah is able to elevate all of that spiritual energy that's found in this world, even in other places, meaning afilu mehasitrachra, even the spiritual energy that's found by the sitrachra. Ki baloize, because without the positive input coming from nevuah, coming from these three holidays, yefshir, it's impossible for the Baal Tefillah to accomplish this. Me'achar shehatfilah bi'atzma hi kaviyochel begolus. Because unfortunately, in this world, the tefillah itself is in exile. The Gemara says that tefillah is something which most people treat very cheaply. They don't give it the proper respect. They're just trying to get it over with. People look for the fastest minyan. Where can I get out earlier? Ukemavur b'maimar ki seitze, as Rabbein Azal also speaks about this there in chapter 280 in Likut Imran, which we mentioned earlier. Ayin shom heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, look over that chapter in Likut Imran well, v'havein, and you'll understand. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, she'efshir lahabal tefila shehu hamalva hagodol levarer ulahalois hakoiches lisharoshem shehi hatfila shehi hamilve shalahem kanal kiim al yedei nevua shenem sheches mishalosh regolim shezeu bechinas Torah shebichsav. So therefore, following the train of thought, the Baal Tefillah, who is also referred to as the Malveh HaGodol, as we mentioned in the previous year, the great lender, because he's the Dvar Hashem, which is the original source from which all Shefa is being loaned down to all the lower levels. It's impossible for this Baal Tefillah to sort out and elevate all the spiritual energy back up to its source, which is Tefillah, which is the loan, that's the spiritual energy, kiyim al, without nevuah, which draws its power from the three holidays. Sheze bechinas Torah shebichsav, and we said that Nevuah is like the written Torah. Veze bechinas milva bishtar. So this represents the concept of a loan that's written down. There's a written document defining the loan and its parameters. Ki yefshel lahamalve litroif mehaloichim shelokhu akoyach mehaloive kim alidei hashtar beedim. Because it's impossible for the lender to be able to go to those people who purchased land from the borrower and grab that land to pay as collateral, to pay back the loan, unless there was a shtar, there was a written contract with witnesses, shehem bechinas neviim. And as we mentioned in the previous year, these witnesses are like the prophets. We quoted several psukim where the prophets are referred to as edim. Bechinas Torah shebichsav kanal. Again, all of this corresponding to the written Torah. Veze bechinas masham rabbi senazal. And this also explains the expression in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, milva bishtar yesh loy koil. When a loan is written down, when there's a written contract regarding a loan, then people hear about it. It's public knowledge. The wording in the Gemara is, it has a koil, it has a voice. V'yalkein toireif memeshubodim. And since it's public knowledge, then if a person was going to purchase land from the borrower, they would know that this borrower has borrowed money from somebody else, and they would have to check to make sure that he has the money to pay back the loan, because otherwise the lender might be coming to them to grab that property. Avol milva al peh, whereas if it was only a verbal agreement, the loan, ein loy koil, then people don't necessarily hear about it. It doesn't get publicized as much. Ki koil zebechinas Torah shebichsav, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that koil corresponds to the written Torah. Ki Torah shebichsav hi bechinas koil, v'Torah shebalpeh hi bechinas dibur kayadua. I mentioned this before and comes up many times in the Zohar Kodesh, that Zeranpin and Malchus, the six spheroids of Chesed through Yesoid, are referred to as koil, and Malchus is referred to as dibur. Malchus peh, the mouth, and the word dibur, the word dapor, also means a leader, a ruler. In chapter 4 on Likutimam, Rabbi Nisal quotes the Gemara, which says, dabor echod lador, one leader in a generation, one speaker, one leader. So dibur is Malchus, koil is Zeranpin. And if you recall, we said that the word koil, the Vav in the middle, stands for the sphere of Yesoid, the sixth sphere. Yosef is Bigematria, six times Yudke Vavke, and he represents Yesoid. Kuflamid is Bigematria, five times Yudke Vavke, representing the five spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach Hoy. So Koil is that set called Zeranpin, which is referred to as the written Torah, Torah Shebichsav, whereas Dibur is referred to as Malchus. So therefore, the loan that's put in writing corresponds to Torah Shebichsav. V'alkein gam ikr kium hashtar b'edim hu rak al yidei habezn shel shloisha. An additional point, Rav Nosson Zal says, that when we want to validate a written contract, when we want to make sure that this is authentic and proper, it has to be done in a court of three judges. Ki bezn shel shloisha hem keneged tlas avon. Because this court of three judges corresponds to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, shehem bechinas hashalosh regolim, who correspond to the three holidays. Ki sholosh regolim hem keneged hashloisha avos kamuva. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the three holidays correspond to the three forefathers. Pesach is Avram Avinu. We start the Seder by saying we're inviting anyone. Everyone is welcome to join us. Kol dichfin yeseh v'yechol, kol ditzrach yeseh v'yifsach. That's Avram Avinu. Shavuos, The Torah was given on Har Sinai with the blasting sound of the shofar. The shofar is associated with Yitzchak Avinu, the ram which replaced Yitzchak at the Akedah. That's why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah to remind Hashem of the Akedah of Yitzchak. So Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak, and Sukkos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoisa. Yaakov Avinu traveled to a place called Sukkos. V'Alkein Al Yidei HaBezdin Niskayim Hashtar Beidin. And therefore, when you have a court of three judges, and this contract, this loan contract, is brought in front of them, which was signed by two witnesses, that can validate it, that can give it complete power. Ki ho'edim shem b'chinas neviim kanal heim niskaimim al yidei ha'besin shel shloisha. Because the witnesses who we said are like the prophets, they are established through the besin of three. Shehim b'chinas ha'sholosh regolim, which corresponds to the three holidays. Rav Nosson Zal is drawing the parallel here between all the laws related to a loan and the chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal defines a whole procedure. Kal yidei ha'besin sedek nishlam ha'yira. Because when you have a Jewish court of justice, that completes yira. Ki ha'besin heim bebechinas yira, shi bechinas din. Because a court is a place of judgment, which is associated with yira, respect, fear. V'alkein heim shloisha keneged ha'sholesh regolim. And that's why the minimum court is three judges, corresponding to the three holidays, She'al yodam nishlam hayira, which Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran. By observing those three holidays properly, a person is zeicha to complete yira, to binyan Yerushalayim, to building up Yerushalayim, which is yira sholem. Shehi b'chinas din. V'alkein al yodam nimshach v'neskayim hanavuah. And therefore, it's through this court of three judges, which represents the three holidays, which represents Shleimus Hayira, that's what establishes the signatures of the witnesses. We know it's 100% authentic. V'azai yesh koyach lahamalve litroif mehalakuchos sheboim bekoychos shaloive. And once a court validates this document with it and the signatures that witness everything, now the lender can take this document and go to the borrower and say, pay me back my loan. You don't have the money? I'm going to go to those people who bought real estate from you after you lent me, after I lent you the money, and I'm going to take away the real estate from them. Question in the chat. The Nevuah mentioned here is Ruach HaKodesh, because we know there's no actual Nevuah today. Mibein HaKruvim, even Ruach HaKodesh is not really prevalent among the Tzaddikim today. Correct. And there's a famous statement by Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is the last shir that he gave in his life, where he mentioned that a true leader, he mentions over there in paragraph Zion, that through a spreading of Nevuah, that helps repair the Koyach HaMedame. And he said, therefore, when a person is looking for a Rebbe, for a Tzaddik, for a leader, it must be a manik who has this Ruach Nevuah. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, and even though now we don't have Nevuah, still, a true leader must have some kind of a divine spirit, a Ruach Acheres, as it says in the Chumash, which is not found in ordinary people, which is what made that person qualified to be a leader. Because without that, why should this person be able to lead and not someone else? So Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, every true Jewish leader has this Ruach Acheres. He's called this Isha Sheruach Boy. And he says this Ruach Acheres is Bechinas Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah, even though now there isn't Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Mamesh, even though there isn't literally Ruach Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, still he definitely has this Ruach HaCheres that comes from holiness. Continuing, paragraph Hey, V'alkein b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim ne'mar daber no v'yishalu klei kesef. Now we understand why one of the important instructions that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu regarding the Jews leaving Egypt is that they should first approach all of their Egyptian neighbors and borrow all of their silver and gold from them. Ki ikra ha-geula ha-yotolui bozeh. Because the success of the Jewish people getting out of Egypt was dependent on this, likach kol rechush Mitzrayim, to take all of the wealth and the possessions of the Egyptians and lahalois el hakedusha, and elevate it and bring it into the domain of holiness. Shezehu shleimus hatfila. This is what we mentioned earlier, represents perfection of tefila. When the Baal Tefillah takes all of those holy sparks, all of that spiritual energy that's found in everything, and takes it and elevates it back to its source. V'yitzias Mitzrayim hu bechinas shenigeles hatfila va'olsa min agolus. And the Jewish people leaving Egypt is a good example of the tefillah being redeemed and getting out of exile. Kamuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places, chapter 7, chapter 9, and Likutei Moran. Ki b'mitzrayim hoyo hadibur shel tefila begolus, kayadua. Because the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that the holiday which celebrates the Jewish people coming out of Egypt is called Pesach. And the Arizal says the word Pesach is Pe-Soch, the mouth speaks, which means until then, while they were in Egypt, the mouth couldn't speak. The Dibur was in Golus, it was in exile by the Sitrachra. U'kishe yotzu mi-Mitzrayim, and when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, she'oz ha-yutzrichim lo-hoitzi ha-tfila me-ha-Golus, which is when we needed to take the tefillah out of exile, bebechinas pesoch, vazai tzrichin lahachzir kol hashpois al hakedusha, and that's when we need to draw all of the spiritual energy, all the hashpois that are found in everything, we have to draw it and bring it into the domain of holiness. Vze bechinas bizas Mitzrayim. This is what the Torah tells us about the Jewish people getting all the wealth of Egypt, of the Egyptians. However, since the Jewish people had not yet received the Torah officially, that explains why Hashem said, borrow from your neighbors. Because we didn't have the Torah, we didn't yet have the power to take it completely. Because it's impossible for us, the Jewish people, to take away the spiritual energy, the Shefa, from the Sitrachra. Unless the Tefillah is at full power, which means it's receiving what it needs from Torah. Aval b'Mitzrayim shadayin lo yizochu l'Torah. However, when the Jewish people were leaving Egypt, where they had not yet received the Torah officially, chuchruchu likach mehem b'she'ela. That's why the Torah says, Hashem said, borrow it from them. Kama shekosu ve'yishalu ish me'reyehu. V'zeh b'chinas hachipozon shel Yisrael. And this also explains why the Jews had to leave Egypt running, like bandits leaving a place. Oz hakoil machmas sheloi kiblu ha-Torah adayin. That was all because they had not yet received the Torah officially. And therefore, hayokoshe lotzeis mishon. That's what made it difficult for the Jewish people to get out of Egypt. V'huchruchu lotzeis mechipozayin. And therefore, they had to run away. Kemuva betikunim, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, the difficulties at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how the Zohar HaKadosh says in the future, when Mashiach takes us out of exile, then we're not going to have to run anymore. Avala Asid, She'oz Kishiyetzu Me'agolos Yeh Zechus HaTorah, in the future, when we'll be taken out of the exile we're in today, when we do have the merit of the Torah, we already did receive the Torah, V'alkein lo yitztarchu lotzeis b'chipozayin, we won't have to leave, come out of Golos, running. Kama shekosa b'tikunim, as the Tikkun Ezra says, Alkein, oz yalu kol ha-koychois v'chol ha-hashpois el shoroshom shebigdusha me'aleihem. And then, all the spiritual energy and all the shefa that's found in this world will all be elevated back to its original source by itself. It won't take any major effort on our part. Ki oz yale hatfila mehagolus, because then the tefila will come out of exile completely. Vazai, and when the tefila comes out of golus, Rabbi Nizal says there in the Kutimran, Azai kol ha-koychois choizrim l'shoroshon. Then all the spiritual energy and the vegetation, everything, joins in the tefillah, and it goes up to its original source. Shezehu bechinas hisnoitzetzus Moshiach. This is the sparkling, the great light that we're going to see when Moshiach comes. Kimavur b'maymar hanal. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there, in chapter 1, in the second half of Likud Imran, which our halacha was based on, Rabbi Nizal has a paragraph in that halacha where he says, "Vezeh bechinas hisnoitzitzis Mashiach." This is what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes. That the tefillah will be redeemed completely and everything will have its complete tikkun. That's paragraph 12 over there in the Torah Tikkun Memshalah, chapter 1 in the second half of Likud Imran. Baruch Hashem. With this, we complete this halacha. This was not easy because, again, it's based on a chapter in Likud Imran that was a Rosh Hashanah Torah, which is, means it was a long shir Rabbi Nizal gave where he spoke for a few hours usually. And he touched on many different topics. And in the Torah, he links each piece together with psukim, with gemaras, in the ways that he usually links it together. So once again, the more clear you are in the chapter in Likud Imran, Rav Nosson Zal here took the laws related to lending money and drew a perfect parallel between all of those laws and the procedure that Rav Nosson explains in Likud Imran. V'hovein, and understand this well, Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen, blessed is Hashem. Any questions? On a practical level, whenever anybody lends money to someone, make sure it's written down. Make sure it's in writing and the borrower signs it and it's got a date on it. The date of the loan and when the loan is going to be returned. And if it's something substantial, there should be witnesses signing. That they're signing, that they witnessed this transaction and they know the two witnesses. And a person who borrows money should be extremely careful to give it back on time or before the time. And if chas v'shalom, the time comes and they don't have the money, to make sure that the lender doesn't have to call them, that the borrower goes to the lender and says, "I apologize, I know that you lent me money, and I know it's coming due tomorrow, then I don't have it right now. Can you please wait a day, a week, or whatever it is?" Halacha Gimel, Al Pi HaMaimar Choysam B'Toy Choysam. This halacha will be based on chapter 22 in Likud Imran. Ayin Shom, study that chapter. U'mevoyer Shom, one of the things that Rabbi Nizal explains there is, She'i'efsher lehiskarevel hakedusha, kiim al yedei azas dikdusha. It's impossible for a person to really come close to holiness unless the person has some holy brazenness, some holy chutzpah. Bechinas hevi az kanomer, as it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that in order to come close to Hashem, you have to have this quality of az, of brazenness. And Rabbi Nizal explains, as the Shulchan Aruch says, ki yesh azei ponim rabim, because unfortunately, There are many bad azeponim. There are many people who have unholy chutzpah. Shehem moinen mehakidusha moin. And they are among the greatest obstacles blocking people from coming close to holiness. They make fun of holiness. They make fun of the Torah. They make fun of tzaddikim. Vehem hamanhigim shel sheker. They are the false leaders. She'ikr gdulasam v'esnasas shelahem hualitei azas. Whereby their greatness and their position didn't come. They didn't earn it. They didn't deserve it. They took it with chutzpah. Ki azus malchusa b'loitaka. The Gemara says chutzpah is a kingdom without a crown, meaning it's a false type of leadership. Ve'iefshur lihinotzel mehem kim alite azus dikdusha. And a person cannot be saved from them unless the person has holy azus, brazenness, where the person doesn't get frightened or doesn't get embarrassed when they make fun of him or anything like that. The person has that holy brazenness to stand up for what they believe is right. Any person who wants to really come close to Hashem, that person must have this quality of holy azus, lamoid neged azusam shelo'azeponim shebedor, to stand up to the wrong type of chutzpah of these leaders, these false leaders of the generation. Now, question: why does he say liskariv be'emes? Why not just liskariv l'Hashem Yisborach? The answer is because there are so many different levels of coming close to Hashem. A person who learns chumash is coming close to Hashem. A person who does any mitzvah is coming close to Hashem. But what Rabbeinu Zal is saying there, a person who wants to really come close to Hashem, meaning they don't want to just get a passing grade on their Yiddishkeit. They want to get to the top. They want to get to the best possible type of Yiddishkeit that they can possibly achieve. And for that, they have to come close to real tzaddikim. And that the person has to expect that there are going to be these azeponim, there are going to be these people who have chutzpah, who think that they're qualified to give advice, to tell people what to do, and they're the one, they make fun of the true tzaddikim or people who come close to true tzaddikim. But there are many people that when that happens, they shy away. I don't want anybody laughing at me. I don't want people making fun of me. I can learn Chumash and Gemara. I can be a good Jew without that. Va'oz yuchal lehiskarev el hakedusha. And if a person has this azus digdusha, then that person will be able to come close to holiness. Dahainu litzadikim uksherim amitiim. To tzadik and real religious people. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Nehalta v'ozcha el nevei kotshecha. That in order to come to the nevei kotshecha, to the holy place, you need this ozcha, you need this azus of kedusha. And who are this holy place? Shehem klolius hashiva royim dikdusha. Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Kudimran, this refers to the great seven shepherds of the Jewish people, of holiness. Shehem hatzadikim amitim, they are the true tzadikim. Shehem amshichim ho emuna li Yisrael. They're the ones who really give faith, shine faith into the Jewish people. The Pasuk says, Ure'ei emuna, that we receive our emuna from Re'ei, from the Royim, from these shepherds, as they're called. Va'oz zoichin l'sakein shnei hachisamois. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there in chapter 22 in the Kutumran that through this tikkun of emuna and the other things he says there, through this a person is zoche to really establish the two seals, the two chosams. Shehem chosam hayodin shenistakin. One seal is referred to as the seal of the hands. Vezu ho emuna, which is emuna. Vayehi yodav emuna. Shezoichen al yideo azus dikdusha, which a person achieves when they have this holy azus, kemoshim avorshan, as Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likut Emran, val yideo emuna nishmar v'nestakein choysam horaglin. And when the chosam of the hands, when the emuna is proper, that also helps protect and repair the seal of the feet, shehu bechinas toichacha shomechichi hador, which refers to the rebuke of the tzaddikim of the generation who are qualified to give proper rebuke, shehem oisim shalom ben Yisrael laviim shebashemaim. These tzaddikim are the ones who negotiate peace between Hashem and the Jewish people. When we fall out of Hashem's good graces, when Hashem is angry at us, these tzaddikim are the ones who go to Hashem and they appease Hashem's anger, and they go to us and they encourage us to do tshuva, and thereby they bring about a shalom between Hashem and the Jews. Shehem bechinas raglen, and they are referred to as the feet. They go, Rabbein Ezra brings psukim, they go to the Jewish people, they're these runners, in a sense, holy runners. Ki yefsha lekabel toichacha, kiim al yidei ho emuna, shi bechinas yodayim, lekabel al yidei zeh hatoichacha, ayin shom. Because Rabbein Ezra shows there in Likutei Moran, it's impossible for a person to receive rebuke, holy rebuke, from tzaddikim, and be able to take it the right way, unless the person has emuna, real emuna, which is the hands which allow the person to receive that toichacha in a good way. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbein Ezra explains this. V'lizkois la'azus, and how does a person acquire this azus of kedusha? Hu'alidei simcha. It's by being happy. The Rabbein Ezra there quotes the pasuk, Chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Joy with Hashem, that's your oiz, that's your strength. That's what gives you this azus of kedusha. Shezoichin alidei bechinas nas venishma. And how are we zoicha to this simcha? By declaring, by showing this level of faith in Hashem, of nas venishma. Hashem, we accept, we will do everything you tell us, and then when you have a chance, you'll explain, you'll tell us about it, you'll explain it to us. Shehem bechina shnei ho'adoyim shehechtiru es Yisrael b'chayrev. Those are the two crowns that the Torah tells us were placed on the heads of every single Jew by Har Sinai, a crown for Naseh and a crown for Nishma. And Simcha is referred to as these crowns. The pasuk says, V'simchas oilam al roisham, eternal joy, happiness, on their head, al roisham, showing the connection between Naseh and Nishma and the Simcha. This is all from the middle of that chapter in the Likutei Moran, chapter 22. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ubaze efshe limtsoi remez ktsas lema shekosov Rabbein Ezra b'sefer ho'alef beis hechodosh. Based on that chapter in the Likutei Moran, we can be able to get some hints of clarity regarding something that Rabbein Ezra says in Sefer HaMidos. Sefer HaMidos is also called the Sefer Aleph Beis. And in Sefer HaMidos, there's two parts to it. There's the old Aleph Beis and the new Aleph Beis. The old Aleph Beis, Rabbein Ezra wrote possibly earlier, and there it's connected. There are connections that are put to Psukim in the Torah, to Gemaras, to all kinds of sources. The Aleph Beis Hechodosh is revelations that Rabbein Ezra said he got from a very high place. And there the sources aren't necessarily given to us. V'zeh l'shoinoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes from this Aleph Beis Hechodosh regarding in the chapter on Toichacha, rebuke. Mi sheshomea Toichacha ve'enoi niskabel etzloi, a person who hears and receives rebuke and he doesn't accept it, he doesn't take it right, Yeda should know, sheyitzarech lilvois etzlacherim, that person is going to have to borrow from others. V'simen ledavar, a hint to this from the Torah is, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 29, bidvarim lo yivoser eved. A servant will not accept, will not be rebuked, will not accept, will not get the right message with words. Uksiv, and there's a pasuk that says, eved lo yivel le'ish malve, that a borrower is a servant, a slave to the one they borrow from. So Rabbeinu Zalman, here's a connection that an eved will not be rehabilitated through words, meaning he won't take the rebuke properly. And an eved is a person who borrows. Ad kam l'shoinoi, these are the words of Rabbeinu Zalman in Sefer Amidos. V'advorim atikim stumim v'chasumim ma'oid aden keitz. And Rabbeinu Zalman says, this is completely closed, hidden, like this is something we can't understand on any simple level. Ki kol hadvorim shel ha'alef beis hechodosh govu v'nelmu ma'oid ma'oid me'en kol choy. Because Rabbeinu Zalman says, all of the things that you'll find in Sefer Hamidos that are part of that Aleph Beis Hechodosh, in each one of the chapters, there's section A, section B. There's the old part and there's the Aleph Beis Hechodosh. Rav Nosson says, whatever you're going to find there in the Aleph Beis Hechodosh, these are very, very high level hasagos that Rabbeinu Zal received from an incredible high place. However, based on what we learned before from chapter 22 in the Kutimran, Efshar Limtzoi Ezer Remes Ktsas, we'll be able to get a hint as to clarify what Rabbeinu Zal says there. Ki ze she'ein mekabel toichocha, zehu machmas pegam hu emuna, shehu b'chinas choysim ayodin. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains there that a person who does not receive and accept rebuke properly, it's because they're lacking in emuna. They're lacking in that seal of the hands. Sha'al yodam mekablam ha-toichocha, which is what a person needs to be able to receive toichocha properly. U'keshepoigmim be'emuna, shu choysam achitzim. And when a person messes up in the area of emuna, which is referred to as the outer seal, Rabbeinu Zal says there, nifgam choysam hapnimi, then unfortunately the inner seal also gets damaged, which is shehu choysem horaglin, which is the seal of the feet. Shehu b'chinas toichocha, which Rabbeinu Zal shows there, is the whole concept of rebuke. Nimtza, so therefore we conclude, ze she'enoi mekabel toichocha, a person who doesn't receive and doesn't accept toichocha, bevadai pogam be'emuna, is certainly lacking in emuna. Ve'ikar pegam hu emuna hu aidei pegam azus. And how is a person lacking in emuna? They didn't have the azus digdusha to come close to the tzaddikim, to the shepherds who give us emuna. Shepogam bi azus digdusha. Ki yevshe liskois le'emuna kim aidei azus digdusha kama shekos sham emuna. Because a person cannot receive real emuna unless they come close to these true tzaddikim, who are the best teachers of emuna, and unless the person has this azus digdusha that's needed. Because when it comes to coming close to these tzaddikim, there's going to be opposition. There are going to be those who make fun. V'zeh shepogam be'emuna, bevadai pogam ba'azus digdusha, she'ikar emuna zechen al yodai. And a person who is lacking in emuna, it implies that he's lacking in azus digdusha, upon which emuna is dependent on. V'alkein, and therefore, ze she'ein niskabel etzlo hatoichocha, the fact that this person doesn't accept rebuke, shezehu alidei pegam emuna, which means lack of emuna, shu pegam azus digdusha, nimtza shepogam bi azus, means that this person is lacking in the area of azus. Therefore, the punishment is that this person has to come on to others. He has to borrow from others. And he enters into this category of being like a slave, a servant, to the lender. Which means he becomes subservient to the lender. Shezeo bechinas pigam ho azas dikdusha. That means a lack of azas dikdusha. Bechinas eino da meiz ponav metnei bal choivoi. There's a famous expression in the Gemara that when somebody borrows from someone else, they usually don't have the chutzpah to lie to their face and to deny, I never borrowed anything from you, I never took anything from you. The wording in the Gemara is, Eino da meis pono. A borrower doesn't have chutzpah. So again, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that a person who is lacking in chutzpah, holy chutzpah, as a stigdusha, ends up being borrower. Because this person was lacking in the area of Asas Dikdusha, v'loyhoyo az kanomer, he didn't have that brazenness of a leopard, lohoez neged hamaligim alo b'avodas Hashem, to stand up to those who make fun of his Yiddishkeit, make fun of his wanting to be religious, and come close to tzaddikim, and not to be embarrassed at all by them, not to feel embarrassed or ashamed at all, but rather to stand firm and strong against these people, and his forehead should be strong against their forehead, like steel, like copper pillars. Livli lishmoya klal lishm bilbul v'leitzonus shel hamaligim v'amisloitzim midarki atmim v'eshorim. To refuse to listen at all to their jokes, to their sarcasm of these people who make fun of Jews who are serving Hashem bitmimus. V'oz im hoyoloi azaz kazeh, if this person would have had this azaz, shehu azaz dikdusha, hoyozoicha lihinotzel mimanhigim shel sheker, that person would have been saved from chas v'shalom coming close or coming under the influence of the false leaders. Ulehiskarev lamanhigim amitim. That person would have been zoche to come close to the true leaders. V'hoyezoche le'emuna shleim al yodam. And the person would be zoche to real complete faith from those true leaders. V'yidezeo hoyezoche lekabel teichocha. And if he had the real faith, he would be able to receive and accept properly toichocha, rebuke. Ki yef shel kabel toichocha ki ma'al yedei emuna, because Rabbein Zal shows there, the prerequisite to toichocha is emuna. Avo me'achar shepogam ba'azus, but because this person was lacking in azus dikdusha, shaydei ze nifgam ho emuna etzloi, which means as a result, he didn't receive that real solid emuna that a person gets from the true tzaddikim. U'machmaze eino yizoycha lekabel toichocha. And therefore, he's not privileged to receive this rebuke. Alkein onshoy sheyeh eved loy v'leish malveh. Therefore, the penalty, the punishment for this is to become subservient to a lender, to become an eved to the lender. Shehu b'chinas pegam ho azus, which shows that this person is lacking in azus. Like the Gemara says, Eino da meis ponav b'bnei bal choivoi, that a borrower doesn't have brazenness to the lender, meaning it's a reflection of a lack of azus. We'll hold it over here for now. We should be zeicher to the azus dikdusha. The Shulchan Aruch begins with this. Mamish in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, chapter 1, line 1, where it speaks about Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid and getting up, starting the day properly. It says there that a person needs to expect that there will be people that will make fun, Chas V'Shalom, that will laugh, make fun, make jokes, try to discourage a person from being religious or from becoming more religious, coming close to tzaddikim. A person has to be prepared for that and to have this Azaz Dikdusha. Should be zocher to come close to the true tzaddikim, who will shine into us real emuna, and with that emuna we'll be zocher to get out of golus, to be zocher to the geula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen v'amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, Rav.